Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boediger. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber juggles the ball. That's an error on Traber. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Lacy moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lacy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Pastore now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck is hit by the pitch. Gagne moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Traber hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pastore, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey bunts towards the mound. Pastore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Pastore fields it and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Anderson now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. John Shelby pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby bunts in front of the plate. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to third. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Traber moves to second. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. John Shelby now playing left field. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing second base. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Ron Davis now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-0 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a line drive towards first. Traber reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Puckett attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Traber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Traber reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. O'Malley reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dempsey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Juan Bonilla pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Juan Bonilla now playing second base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bush reaches second base with a double. Brunansky moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Bush moves to third. It's 8-2, Orioles. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bush tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-3, Orioles. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Salas pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.